This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby, in for Virginia Prescott. Well, we just discussed the future of space tourism, and now we move to the future of seabound tourism, the cruise industry. Royal Caribbean is investing in its future in a big way, as in nearly $1 billion, which is the price tag of its newest ship, Quantum of the Seas. Touted as the world's most technically advanced ship, this cruise liner comes outfitted with virtual balconies, robot bartenders, Blade Runner-esque elevators, and a sky gondola. While the ship's technology is impressive, Gizmodo's senior writer, Adam Clark Estes, argues that it may have gone a bit overboard. Adam Clark Estes, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi there, thanks for having me.
So tell me, because it's hard to understand, what is a virtual balcony?
Well, it's actually quite literal. It's supposed to look like a balcony and give you the idea that you're on the edge of a ship, but all it is a giant TV screen that's outfitted in all of the rooms on the Quantum of the Seas that are interior cabins. So in other words, if your room doesn't have a window, Royal Caribbean is now putting a virtual window in there for you.
So it's like a big TV screen with a live feed of what's happening outside of the ship.
Yes, exactly.
Adam, paint me a picture, if you can, of this cruise ship in general. I mean, it's the third largest in the world, billed as being this very technologically advanced ship, but does it look any different? Does it feel any different when you see it from afar or when you're stepping in? Paint me a picture of the ship.
Well, without a doubt, it's an impressive ship, and I was expecting to be wowed, and I was really blown away by a lot of the features on the ship. There's a lot of marveling to be done. They've done a really beautiful job outfitting it, and the things they were able to put on a ship that goes out into the middle of the ocean are incredible. You know, there's the North Star, which is a gondola on a crane arm that extends out over the ocean while you're at sea, and they have an indoor skydiving facility. All these things were really impressive, and I think that it's certainly a big milestone in shipbuilding. All that said, the ship is so big and there's so much on it, it can be a little bit intimidating. And I was only on the ship for a short time, so I constantly felt like I was running around trying to see everything instead of getting to stop and actually do things.
Apps are central to the Quantum of the Seas experience. Tell us a little bit about the apps and I guess just the whole concept of how this is supposed to be different than your typical cruise ship experience.
Well, as I understand it, Royal Caribbean is really paving the way by coming out with this app-powered cruise experience. They want your app to kind of be like a personal concierge. They come out with a couple of different apps that you're supposed to load up on your phone ahead of time, and the apps will recognize when you get on the ship and give you an itinerary and tell you where you're supposed to have dinner and show you maps of the ship and whatnot. And this seems like a great idea until the app doesn't work, which is what happened to me. About the irony is terrible, but I woke up my first morning on the ship and loaded up the app to find out what I was supposed to do that day. And the app thought that I had already returned back to dry land and was telling me where to pick up my luggage and wishing me to have a good day.
Well, did you find that all the technology aboard made it a more efficient experience in any other respect?
That's a good question. I think that a lot of what Royal Caribbean is doing with their new, it's a whole new line of ships, actually. There are three of them that are going to be coming out in the next couple of years. They're really trying to change the cruise experience to make it more appealing to young people. I think that the hook is there, but they didn't really completely reel me in. A lot of places where I saw technology, it was impressive, like the robotic bartender is without a doubt an impressive piece of technology. I just wasn't sure if I needed it or even wanted it on my vacation. You know, the question my editor posed to me at the beginning was a good one, and I kept it in my head the whole time. He asked me if all of this technology makes your trip better and more relaxing, and I think that in some respects the technology is useful. But again, my life is already pretty saturated with technology. I spend enough time looking at my phone. I don't necessarily want to go on vacation and have it be my tour guide.
I've never been on a cruise myself. I should put that out there. But I have heard that there are an interesting place where, you know, you can meet strangers. Sometimes you're getting put at tables with strangers for dinners. You might become friends with a new couple, you know, meet new people, I guess, doing some indoor skydiving. Now, do you feel like the apps and that whole side of it, did it get in the way of the sort of interactivity of a potential cruise vacation?
I was actually very excited, maybe most excited about meeting other people on the ship. And I think in part because of the technology, but also in part because of how the whole experience is designed, I didn't end up meeting anybody.
That's so
one
sad.
Part is that No, I thought so too, because I took a cruise with my family back in the 90s, and I remember meeting people at the dinner table. You had, you know, the old-fashioned cruise experience. You're at the same table in the same dining room every night, and so dinner is a great chance to kind of catch up with the other folks at your table and find out what they're doing on the boat. And I was really looking forward to that, but Royal Caribbean is clearly trying to make the cruise experience more customized and individualized.
Well, it does seem like, you know, we all understand technology can get glitchy. So what if something melts down? You know, what if the Wi-Fi stops working? Are there enough humans on board to actually fill these gaps and make this a functioning cruise experience?
Well, I think that there's certainly a contingency plan. For instance, I was able to find breakfast because I still got the kind of old-fashioned printout itinerary that cruise ships give you each morning. So I don't think that the ship is necessarily understaffed, but I think that your contact with the crew members is kind of minimalized by the technology. And if the technology breaks, then you can absolutely have a great time. Like I said, my app didn't work after just a few hours on the ship, but I was still able to find my way around. And I kind of like that best. Like, the most low-tech moments in retrospect were kind of my favorite ones on the ship.
You write in your article that the cruise industry is really playing towards millennials. They really need to get millennials involved. Do you think that they're really misunderstanding what millennials actually want?
That's a great question. I kind of pause because I'm not really sure I know what millennials are, and that's kind of the problem, isn't it?
Right.
Royal Caribbean thinks that millennials are young people who are tethered to their smartphones, who want to constantly be connected and evidently want to get on a boat to go skydiving, but I'm not sure I'm that millennial. My sister, she's a year older than me. She goes on cruises, I would say, pretty frequently, at least one a year, I think. And she was really jealous that I got to go on the new Royal Caribbean ship.
Yeah.
But all that said, it's not so much that Royal Caribbean is appealing to millennials, because certainly some millennials will find this cruise ship appealing. It's that it seems like they're appealing to the wrong ones. Even someone like me, who's open and excited to going on cruises, I don't think that the ship really appeals to me in retrospect. If I had to do it all over again, I think that I would probably want to go on a more old-fashioned ship that had less technology.
Adam, you're a writer for Gizmodo, so you know you've got a you're tapped into technology. Is it just me, or does Quantum of the Seas make absolutely no sense as the name for this boat?
I think they're running out of words at this point.
Adam Clark Estes is a senior writer for Gizmodo. You can find a link to his article about Royal Caribbean's futuristic cruise, as well as some great photos and videos from his trip. That's all at wordofmouthradio.org. Adam, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.